Hello and welcome. I'm Father Tom Roy, the vicar of the Daily Office Network, and it is time for evening prayer. Today is the 18th of June, 2024. In the life of church, we celebrate Bernard Mazzecchi, a mystic who died in 1896. I'm an Episcopal priest in the Diocese of Minnesota, currently visiting relatives in Georgia. So at the moment, I'm in Lawrenceville, Georgia. This evening, we will be in Blue Ridge, Georgia. Let us begin with our service. Go to the sea and cast a hook. Take the first fish that comes up, and when you open its mouth, you will find a coin. Take that and give it to them for you and me. Tomorrow we will be celebrating a national holiday, Juneteenth, and activities marking Juneteenth, June the 19th, are set to take place in churches and dioceses across the Episcopal Church, ranging from a block party or a genealogy theme to concepts to potlucks. Juneteenth commemorates the date in 1865 that federal troops arrived in Galveston, Texas, to ensure that all enslaved people in the state were freed. This came more than 2 years after President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation on January the 1st, 1863. But the order couldn't be enforced everywhere until after the end of the Civil War on April the 9th, 1865. Juneteenth, also known as Juneteenth Independence Day or Freedom Day, became a national holiday on June the 17th, 2021, making it the first new national holiday adopted since Martin Luther King Jr. Day was created in 1983. While Texas and more than two dozen other states already observed Juneteenth as a state holiday, interest in a federal holiday was renewed in the summer of 2020 during months of racial reckoning that followed the murder of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and a number of other Black people. Above in the photograph is Trooper Jackie Quinn, representing a Buffalo soldier of the 9th and 10th Cavalry, and they carry the General Order No. 3 during a march reenacted in celebration of Juneteenth in Galveston, Texas, June 19th, 2023. I'll show you the picture again. You can see him holding the proclamation out. Juneteenth is for all of us. We all celebrate holidays. Remember why we have this one. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Our hymn is Light of the World. Light of the world in grace and beauty, mirror of God's eternal face. Transparent flame of love's free duty, you bring salvation to our race. Now as we see the lights of evening, we raise our voice in hymns of praise. Worthy are you of endless blessing, Son of our night, lamp of our days. Our psalm this evening is a portion of Psalm number 78. We had the first 39 verses this morning. Now we have verses 40 through 72. How often the people disobeyed God in the wilderness and offended the Lord in the desert. Again and again they tempted God and provoked the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember God's power in the day when God ransomed them from the enemy, or how God wrought signs in Egypt and omens in the field of Zoan. God turned their rivers into blood so that they could not drink of their streams. God sent swarms of flies among them which ate them up, and frogs which destroyed them. God gave their crops to the caterpillar, the fruit of their toil to the locusts. God killed their vines with hail and their sycamores with frost. God delivered their cattle to hailstones and their livestock to hot thunderbolts. God poured out upon them blazing anger, fury, indignation, and distress, a troop of destroying angels. God did not spare their souls from death, but delivered their lives to the plague. God struck down the firstborn of Egypt, the flower of manhood in the dwellings of Ham. God led out the chosen people like sheep and guided them into the wilderness like a flock. God led them to the safety, and they were not afraid. But the sea overwhelmed their enemies. God brought them to the Holy Land, to the mountain won by God's own hand. The Lord drove out the Canaanites before them and apportioned on an inheritance to them by lot. God made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents, but they tested and defied the Lord and did not keep the commandments of the Most High. They turned away and were disloyal like their ancestors. They were undependable like a warped bow. They grieved God with their hill altars and provoked God's displeasure with their idols. Hearing this, God was angry and utterly rejected Israel. God forsook the shine at Shiloh, the tabernacle where God had lived among mortals. God delivered the ark into captivity, God's glory into the adversary's hand. God gave the chosen people to the sword and was mightily angered against them. The fire consumed their young men. There were no wedding songs for their young women. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. Then the Lord woke as though from sleep, like a warrior refreshed with wine. These enemies God struck on the backside and put them to perpetual shame. God rejected the tent of Joseph and did not choose the tribe of Ephraim. God chose instead the tribe of Judah and Mount Zion, the beloved. God built the holy sanctuary like the heights of heaven, like the earth which God founded forever. God chose David to serve and took him away from the sheepfolds. God brought him from tending the sheep to be a shepherd over Jacob and the chosen people, and over Israel, the chosen inheritance. So David shepherded them with a faithful and true heart and guided them with the skillfulness of his hands. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. This is a depiction of Peter taking a fish that he caught in the sea, pulling the coins out of its mouth, and giving them to the tax collectors. This is by Augustin Tunger in Festite, 15th century. St. Peter pays the temple tax. Our lesson is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17, verses 22 through 27. As they were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him. And on the third day he will be raised." And they were greatly distressed when they reached Capernaum. The collectors of the temple tax came to Peter and said, "Does your teacher not pay the temple tax?" He said, "Yes, he does." And when he came home, Jesus spoke of it first, asking, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take toll or tribute? From their children or from others?" When Peter said, "From others," Jesus said to him, "Then the children are free. However, so that we do not give offense to them, go to the sea and cast a hook. Take the first fish that comes up, and when you open its mouth, you will find a coin. Take that and give it to them for you and me." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our canticle is the song of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in you, O God, my Savior, for you have looked with favor on your lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. You, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. You have mercy on those who fear you from generation to generation. You have shown strength with your arm and scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. You filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. You've come to the help of your servant Israel, for you've remembered your promise of mercy, the promise you made to our forebearers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now our prayers begin with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with righteousness. Let your people sing with joy. Give peace, O Lord, in all the world, for only in you can we live in safety. Lord, keep our nations under your care, and guide us in the way of justice and truth. Let your way be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and sustain us with your Holy Spirit. This is an icon of our saint of the day. This is Bernard Mazzecchi. He escaped Portuguese control Mozambique and went to South Africa, where he was converted by missionaries. He then volunteered to teach about Christ at a pioneer mission in today's Zimbabwe, where he was singled out by a native uprising, stabbed, and his body was never found. He is the principal martyr of Anglicans in Central and South Africa. And now the collect of the day for Bernard Mazzecchi, a martyr who died in 1896. A collect for aid against perils. Almighty and everlasting God, who kindled the flame of your love in the heart of your holy martyr, Bernard Mazzecchi, grant to us, your humble servants, a like faith and power of love, that we, who rejoice in his triumph, may profit by his example. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Be our light in the darkness, O Lord, and in your great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of your only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today in the Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray for the Diocese of Gambela, the Episcopal Anglican Provinces of Alexandria. We also have our Tuesday evening prayer list is for our departed, for Candy Stiles, for Rosemary Rogers, for Francesca Weigel, for Nathaniel Queen, for our Honorary Deacon Clint Gilliland, Terry Hunt, the Reverend Debbie Graham, Nancy Kirk, Jane Vickers, Joan Roche, and Ted Paget. And now is our prayer time. What is on your hearts today? Being we're remembering the dead today, I would like to remember someone who I knew fairly well. He was the chief of police of Sartell, Minnesota. His name was Bob Ringstrom. Bob was killed in a tragic bicycle vehicle accident on Saturday night. Bob was in his 70s, been retired for about 20 years, and he was a Marine for quite a few years during Vietnam. Bob was an honorable man, a good man, a God-fearing man. He served God as well. May Bob rest in peace and rise in glory. Amen. And now the prayer for the mission of the church. O God, you manifest in your servants the signs of your presence. Send forth upon us the spirit of love, that in compassion with one another, that in companionship with one another, your abounding grace may increase among us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the Sun of Righteousness shine upon you and scatter the darkness from before your path. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you now and remain with you always. Amen. Our video this evening is called How Great Thou Art. This is the piano, guys, so it's an instrumental version. You're not going to hear the familiar hymn sung that you probably know the words to, but you could probably hear this and sing along too if you wanted to. And that is morning, evening prayer for the 18th of June, 2024. Thank you for coming to pray. So, in your worldly travels, remember to love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who abuse you, and find a way in your heart to mean it. I hope to see you tomorrow. Good night.